Yeah, happy. It's so we got to get some terms straight here, Alan. The first one I'll present to you is meshtastic. And what meshtastic is a combination of devices communicating via RF and devices communicating with the internet and not relying on the internet. Being able to store and forward messages and do that all on RF is part of the basic premise of it. But in the end, think of it like APRS. Maybe that doesn't help a whole lot. But with APRS, you're beaconing with RF, or you can beacon on the internet, or and then I can send a message that'll hop through all the RF links and go all the way across the country, never touch the internet once, or I can send a message and then it'll get picked up right away and get transmitted to the internet and then come out the other side and go to RF or not go to RF. Doesn't really matter, right? So that's what meshtastic is. Now the second half though is LoRa, long range it stands for, and that is an RF protocol. They call it spread spectrum chirp modulation, and it's very special. Chirp spread spectrum they call it. Chirp spread spectrum. They say it in that order. And it's basically a CW signal that goes from frequency X to frequency X plus 250 kilohertz, and it goes there very quickly, right? So it's, or it'll go down, up chirps and down chirps. You can use either one. And using those up chirps and down chirps, you can transmit data. And the way that the math works out, you're able to transmit that data a very, very long way with very, very little power. And the kind of the goal of it was to replace the DSM network that's been twilighted here in America. Back to you, Alan. I probably timed out.